What is up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Jordan Kurtz with the comments from the Peanut Gallery podcast, as well as the MMA plug powered by DenverSportsBetting.com. You could also see me featured at Mile High Sports. We have an elite guest here today. We have one of the hottest prospects in the UFC flyweight division, Mr. Brandon Raw Dog Royval. How you doing today, my brother?
Good. What about you?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you so much for taking the time. You know, I know we're in the crunch right before you head off to Abu Dhabi, so thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your busy schedule.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, bro.
Absolutely. Would you mind just talking up a little bit for me?
Like, up into it, or, like, just talk louder?
Just talk a little bit louder, bro.
All right, cool. I got you.
see, that's the thing, folks, is Brandon is such a nice guy, and just away from fight, in the cage, don't get me wrong, he's a savage, but you will not meet a nicer, just more kind person and soft-spoken in that way.
Yeah, I'm just quiet. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm, like, chatty, but, like, I talk really low, and, like, I don't know. I definitely need to use my man voice.
Say it with your chest.
Say it with my chest. Exactly.
But in lieu of, I know that you're going to be doing a lot of interviews in the next few days, and you're probably going to have a lot of people ask you the same 10 questions over and over who aren't going to watch one of the previous interviews that could have quickly gotten those responses. So I'm going to try to do a little bit different for you and keep it interesting just because of that.
How's that sound? No, I appreciate it. Sounds fucking like I won't get bored during the interview.
For sure. Well, the one question at first that I will say, because obviously this one is pertinent for
There's obvious questions too that like would make sense to ask before a fight too. So I don't mind the obvious questions, you know? Like you can go ahead and do your thing, man. Just feel free.
Where can people follow you?
B-Royval everything. Just B-Royval or Royval or, yeah, Brandon Royval. I think I'm the only Brandon Royval out there, so hopefully.
I mean, put it this way, there's none better.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
I'm going to stay with that one. Yeah. There might be someone else, but not exactly. Same, but different.
Hell yeah.
So, Brandon, you've got a big matchup that's coming up. Now, let's not talk the fight side of things. You pick up the LFA belt last fall. You did that here in your hometown in Denver. You then go out and you pick up a win in the UFC and get a finish against a very noteworthy opponent. What was the feeling like? Because you still train here in Denver. You're Denver born and bred. What was the feeling like coming back here home once you finally got that? Or once you achieved that pinnacle of what so many years worth of work had been building up toward?
To let it settle in my mind, you mean? Like when I can kind of just relax and think about it? I don't know. I feel like it still hasn't completely hit me. I don't know, just super grateful, man. I feel like the whole entire time, just it's all just gratefulness is really what I feel this whole entire time. And just happy that like I could end up even just being on the stage that I was at and just be able to showcase my skills, man. Just being able to like be in the UFC, have my name on some shorts, man. Doesn't mean a lot, but like anytime you want to be an athlete, I think a lot of little boys want to be athletes, and just having your name on the back of a jersey or having my name on the MMA shorts is just like, it meant the world to me. Having my name on like their UFC hoodie, is a Royval hoodie, oh man, it's the coolest thing to me, man. It was just happy I could go bring my dad back a Royval hoodie and have shorts to keep as my own memorabilia, you know. So I don't know, man, it was just really exciting. And like just like, I guess, like a goal completed in a sense, you know. I'm like, all right, well, I could check that off my list, you know.
Definitely. So being that, you know, you are Denver born and bred, when you came back in, was there a sense of, did you get some extra love like from the local community once you came back, you know, especially I know with your kid, you know, with the kids that you used to work with, there was definitely a lot of love.
Yeah, man, I represent Denver hard no matter what. I feel like even like with the LFA, I just yell at Denver and stuff, so I always represent Denver and Colorado, man. I love this place. But yeah, I got a lot of love, man. I even seen like, cause my parents like grew up in the North Side Denver, and I saw like I was the background of like the North Side community or whatever, and like a Denver public community. They had me in the background of it and stuff. They're like, we got a North Side kid coming up, ready to fight in the UFC and stuff. So it's cool seeing that, and like it's cool just like, I don't know, just riding a little bit of momentum and then just being able to carry like Denver with me in a sense, and just have that with me and a little piece of me, and like I can just represent all that too, you know. So it's pretty cool. And like I said, it was really cool coming back to the kids, man, too, because because I used to work at a juvie, if anybody didn't know before then, but when I went back in there, they're like, I thought you were never gonna come back. They're so excited. Like, they're like, I didn't think you're coming back afterwards, because I like, what happened was I got signed to the UFC, I went to work and just continued everything as normal, but I didn't tell anybody. I told my manager, and that's it. And I was like, I got signed to the UFC. I got to go these 2 weeks. And it was virtually the next week, so I went immediately vacation. And my manager's like, all right, cool. And then I told probably a few work friends, but it blew up, and, like, obviously word to mouth went down. So by the time I walked in, I didn't know if they even knew I had a fight, but when I walked in, they're like, oh, my God, he's back. And, like, yeah, so, I, like, they're all running out of their rooms. You have to open the door, but, like, I was opening their doors, running out of the rooms. They're all jumping all over, and it was just cool, man. It was really cool, and it was cool to see that they're happy for me, and it was, like, a little thing that we could do together. And it's cool, like, now, like, time's passing, and I guess I've worked there for so long that I've gone on, and, like, I got, like, kids have got out of jail and stuff by then, so now they're out, and, like, they're communicating with me, and, like, just saying, like, hey, man, like, it's cool to see that, and, like, vice versa, it's cool to see them, like, we both made it out of jail, you know what I'm saying, like, in a sense, like, I was just working there, but, like, man, even then, like, it feels like a prison when you get trapped into that 9-to-5 life, and, like, it felt like I was never gonna leave that lifestyle, so the fact that I can make it out, and then the kids are making it out, and, like, I don't know, it's cool that they can see that. Like, I think it's good for them to see that, fuck, man, I sucked at school. Like, I'm not an intelligent person or anything. Like, I work hard, and, like, that's what gets me by. But as far as that goes, it's all work ethic. And, like, if they can see that, and I'm communicating with them, brushing shoulders with them daily, talking to them daily, they're seeing where I'm coming from, I see where they come from, all this stuff. And it's not unrealistic that they can make their dreams come true. I think it's really good for someone, especially that comes out of a bad place or, like, coming out of jail, man. You're like, well, what am I going to do, man? School's, I'm behind in school or whatever it is, man. Like, maybe, especially, like, some of the kids aren't, like, the education in Denver or wherever they're attending is not the best, man. And if you're in a gang or someone's trying to take your life, man, like, maybe you're not even worried about school. Like, why would your priority be school? Like, if you're going to school, that's an obvious target where you're going to be at too, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I think some of their last priority is school, you know? So I think it's really good for them to see that. And maybe it's me just thinking that, but like I said, I felt like we all accomplished something together too. It was like, they're getting out of jail, I made it out of jail, like, in a sense. And we're all moving on with our lives, and I wish nothing but the best for them. But, like, I don't know, some of them get caught back up into that gang lifestyle and stuff too, obviously, but, like, I don't know, man, you just wish for the best for them, and maybe I can be an example or something, you know?
I thought that it was a really cool post that you shared when, not too long following from your fight, you shared a message that one of your former kids had shared, that said, you know, like, hey, this guy used to break up my fights when I was at Lookout, and now he's in the UFC, you know, and he's a world-ranked guy. Like,
yeah.
That's got to feel pretty cool, though.
It was just funny, man. It was more funny than anything. But yeah, man, like, it's just, like I said, I just think it's good that they can see that somebody's making something happen. It's like, I don't come from an educational background. I don't have a degree or anything. Like, I'm not I get by, but, like, I'm not, like, by no means a wizard. I can't even find the words to describe what I'm about to be, you know, to come up with that. So for them to see that I can do it with just hard work, and they were seeing me, they saw me change my shifts, and they're like, why'd you change your shift? Because I used to work all day with the kids. And they're like, why'd you change your shift? I'm like, oh, it changed because I'm MMA, man. I have to make MMA my priority, so I had to work overnights. So I was working overnights and just seeing them in the mornings and in the nights, you know. And they, like, we made those kind of adjustments, and they saw all that, man. They saw me make those sacrifices, and they saw it pay off too.
Definitely. Yo, man, I can't really help but think, like, especially this will go back to you. You put up a post of running in the mountains and the trails, like, off of Green Mountain. Mm-hmm. And I just got a real feel of, like, you know, like, you're the prince of the city about to be a king.
I appreciate that, bro.
Like, yes, Denver has had some champions who train at some of the different schools throughout here in Colorado. But correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think that there's a native born and bred champion.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because
not that I know of.
Most of the other champions, you know, if you just think about some, you know, some of the current ones from within recent history. And granted, you know, Justin Gaethje, he was an interim champ, but Justin's originally from Arizona. You have Rose. Rose is originally from Wisconsin. You know, you have some of these other fighters who were champions
and based out of Colorado,
that were Colorado based. But I don't know. I would be I would be shocked, or at least it doesn't strike me off the top of my head, and I'm usually pretty good with these things. Yeah. I don't think we have one who's born and bred.
Yeah, I think Corey Sandhagen's going to be a title contender. I think he's going to get the belt for sure sometime in his life, so I'm excited for him to see that, or excited to see that for him, you know, so.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be a great for him, and like I said, it's great for Colorado, man. It's great for anybody, any kid to see that. I always, like, when I talk about, like, when I think about Corey Sandhagen, it's like, me and that kid were, we're the same age. I don't know why I'm calling him a kid, but we were like, went through the amateur rankings. Like, I watched him go from amateur to pro. I watched all of his amateur fights, you know. I was on maybe some of the same cards as him, early pro, late amateur, you know. So it's cool to see him do great things, and it's so inspiring, even just for, like, as an MMA fighter, it's so inspiring to see him go out there and do great things that I'm sure that in his community and his neighborhood and all that stuff, he's inspiring people all over, man. So it's great to see him make that jump and just make those sacrifices to what it is to become a world-class fighter, you know.
Absolutely. I want to ask you this. Away from the cage, since you've gotten into the UFC, what has been the biggest change in your life that you've experienced?
Oh, sleeping, man. I didn't, like, I would sleep on my, like, 3 days off or whatever. I'd be able to, like, have a normal night's sleep. But, like, today's Monday? Monday, I would have got 2 hours of sleep for sure. So I have strength and conditioning today. I have morning practice. I had afternoon practice. We just finished up right now. And then I have an hour before I have to go to work, or I would have had to go to work. And I go to work till 8:30, then come right back to the gym. And in between all that training, I'd have 2 hours to sleep. And, like, it was just something that, like, an MMA fighter, like, any athlete, but an MMA fighter, I think, is, like, the hardest sport. Wrestling, all, like, gymnastics, those three are, like, the hardest sports, pretty much, like, as far as, like, anybody, like, if you ask anybody, that's the three hardest sports, you know? Mm-hmm. And you're not getting recovery in your body, and my whole entire sport's damaging the body, you know? Even when I'm training with someone else, training partner looking out for me, he's still throwing kicks to my ribs, throwing kicks at my head, all this stuff, you know? Like, as lightly as he's doing it or as nice as he's doing it, the fact of the matter is it's the hurt game, you know? And I was getting hurt, and I was getting injured frequently, and like I said, I can heal now. I can have a full night's sleep and, like, all that. But the next, like, real, like, important thing to me is, like, I can live my lifestyle. I think it may be, I don't know if it was you that put a post out there, but it was like, you made it when you can wake up and do exactly what you want to do, or something like that. It's like something to that point, but, like, I literally wake up and just do what I love to do every day, and it's so great. And and it's such a cooler opportunity, man. I'm talking to people about trying to get into some, like, helping gang reformation and stuff. There's been a lot of problems in Colorado, and obviously it's something near to my heart, and it's something that I really enjoy doing. Even though I quit my job, I loved it, man. I really loved that job, and it's something that was, like, dear to my heart. I can do some volunteer work and all that stuff. So I'm doing what I want, man. And like I said, it's the most beneficial thing for me. And like I said, I think that, I don't know, it's like a dream come true every day. I wake up and I'm so grateful. I wake up at 8:30 or 8 o'clock and, like, I'm like, wow, I just slept. I, like, almost feel lazy, man. I wake up at 8 o'clock and I'm like, what just happened? Like, I don't know. It's just a dream come true every time, you know?
Well, that was going to be my follow-up to that was, you know, like, now that you do have this time that you didn't once have, you know, like, do you feel like, you know, especially someone like you who, you're even the same when you fight, bro, you're almost ADD in the cage when you're fighting, is you're just constantly just boom, 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 Energizer Bunny, never stop moving forward. So now that you do have a little bit of extra time out there, and not necessarily extra time in the sense of, like, unused downtime, but there's hours in the day that you freed up.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Like, someone who is high motor at everything, like, does that, like you said, that makes you feel like, oh man, like, I'm not doing something, like,
So back in the day, man, like, it was like I had to earn MMA, you know, and, like, it was like, all right, I gotta work overnight, not sleep, whatever, but as soon as I'm done, I get a practice, you know? And, like, that was, like, the high point of my day is I get a practice, maybe sleep for an hour, and then I gotta go back to practice or whatever it is. But, like, now I feel like I'm, like, resting on my laurels a little bit because, like, I just wake up and then I'm like, oh, I get to go to practice. But, like, that's, like, all that's necessarily set on my agenda right now. And, like, I'm pretty new to, like, not having a job. It's only been 3 months. So it hasn't been too long. So I'm still looking for, like, other activities and stuff that I need to, like I said, like, stuff to consume my time. But, yeah, man, like, I don't know. I think it was really, like, a hard adjustment period. I was like, my life's too easy right now. Like I'm resting on my laurels, where, like, what got me to the race was just fucking constantly chipping away at, like, life and constantly chipping away and, like, working and, like kind of burying myself a little bit. Now that I put myself in a good enough position to not have to do that, like, I'm grateful, but it also just feels like, oh, like, I need to do more, I need to do this, I need to do that, and that's why I'm trying to get into stuff like that, and, like, get into volunteer work around the community and stuff, just because it's something that's, like, that means a lot to me, and it's something that I can do, and it's something that I'm already good at, and, like I said, man, it's, Denver, Colorado right now is, it's crazy a little bit, and you know a little bit, but, like, Denver itself, it hasn't been this crazy in a couple, like, in like years and years, but the last 2 years has been crazy gun violence, gang violence, and you know violence begets violence, you know what I'm saying? Like, anytime someone gets shot, it doesn't mean it's the end of problems. Someone gets shot, then the next gang's looking for revenge, you know, and it really just doesn't seem like there's gonna be a stop to it right now. And during the COVID times, man, it got way worse. I think people are just sitting at home. It's summer, man, like, and like, when you have free time, man, the things don't go right. At least for me, when I was younger, when I had free time, I was getting the most trouble. I had surgery when I was younger, and I was getting in trouble a bunch. And like I said, I don't do well with free time, and I imagine most of these kids don't do well with free time either. So I need to occupy my time. So helping the community or doing something like that sort is something that I need to do, and it's something that's near to me. And I have free time, man. I have a little bit of a name behind myself now. So now it's even more important I do something, you know?
Absolutely. And that's honorable, that's commendable. One thing I want to say, man, and this is just from, like, me as, you know, as friend, fan, whatever you want to call it, student of yours, all of those things, getting to see you on so many of these different media things now, like, dude, that is so cool. Like, what I sent you the other day from MMA on Point, like, MMA on Point's one of my favorite MMA content channels out there on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, they put out, you know, multiple videos a week, just all cool lists and everything, and then for one of their most recent ones, boom, right away, in the first, like, 15 seconds of the video, there's you right there at the press conference, yo, with just that big cheese and smile right after your fight.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, baby, like we're... B's making moves.
Yeah, so for me, man, like, and like, I imagine for you, you enter the sport, like, when you started training and stuff, you entered first a fan, man. I love this sport. I loved everything about this sport, and like, I never pictured myself being an MMA fighter, or like, when I started jiu-jitsu, I started kickboxing or whatever it was, I wanted to be a good fighter. Like, of course, I think every little kid wants to be a good fighter. Every man wants to be a good fighter, like, at least be, like, known to be a good fighter, or feared to be a good fighter, you know what I'm saying? It's beneficial, honestly, but like, I think for me, like, I was just such a fan, man, and I wanted to be good at the sport, and like, I just liked it, and it wasn't like I wanted to go out there and have an amateur fight or anything, or I wanted to go out there and be a professional or whatever. It was just, I was taking it in strides, and man, for me, it was just like, I love the sport so much, and that's what came first. So when I started, like, when I went pro, and then, like, I was on World Series, I think the first time I was ever, like, anything notable, I was on World Series of Fighting, and they had me on MMA Junkie, and they had Brandon Royval versus Danny Maness, and I was like, oh my god, I'm an MMA junkie. I was showing my friends, because like, that was like, when I first got a phone, that was the only like thing that we had, like, was MMA Junkie, was how we looked up everything. And I was like, I'm an MMA junkie, there's my name right there. And it was like, you have to go into an article, click, scroll down, and then there's my name at the very bottom. And like, it was the best day for me. And then like, I started to become on these bigger cards, and then next thing you know, it's Royval versus Scoggins on MMA Junkie, like top reader. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. And then next thing you know, I'm like, what? Like, and I don't know, man, like I said, this sport's like always just been like a passion of mine and a love of mine. Like, when I take it in, it's just like almost unbelievable to me. Like, I can't believe any of this stuff that's happening. Last UFC was Saturday or whatever. I was looking at the card, and every time it came up, I'm like looking for my name on the Adesanya card, and I'm like, Adesanya versus Costa, Rise versus whatever, like, I can't say his Bohovic. Name. Bohovic, yeah. And then right underneath, Kai Car France versus Brandon Royal, and I'm like, damn, they still haven't booked my spot yet. Like, I'm just waiting for them to knock me down and me to be on the prelims, the pre-prelims, and like, it hasn't happened yet. And I'm just like, I don't know, man. I'm so grateful, but it's like unrealistic to me. You know what I'm saying? Every time I've succeeded or something happened in a sport, like, it was just so unrealistic to me. And like, it was just something that, like, it was never anything. Like, when I chalked up this stuff, like, I'm saying this, like, I love the sport and I'm working hard and all this stuff, and like, but like, I don't know, man, it's starting to pay off, and like, you're starting to see things, and I'm starting to see my names in articles, and I'm like I'm having people interview me that I'm like super excited, you know what I'm saying? And like, I don't know, it's just, I never pictured any of this stuff, and like, I'm just like, it's just like, I'm more of a fan than anything still, and to this day, I just like, I'm still in disbelief of what happened, and I'm still like ready for it to all go away, and just waiting for it to like all fall underneath me, and just ready to start back to working again. I'm like, all right, well, this is only gonna last for so long, but like, it's here, man, capitalize on it, and like, I gotta embrace it, and I love it, and I'm so happy, and like, I really do just wake up so happy about the whole entire thing. But like, I don't know, man, like, like, I just never see myself going this far. So, like you say you see me on these things, I'm the same way, man. Every time I've ever seen my name in an article, I'm like, what? Like, what? Or, like, when someone wants to interview me, I'm like, you guys want to talk to me? Like, why? Like, but it's just cool, man. Like, I don't know.
I love it, man. Like, I love seeing the passion even that you talk about in terms of being a fan. So, real quick, so we can tie this up, I know that you've got a lot of things that you got to take care of. What day are you fighting?
I'm fighting September 26th.
What is the card?
UFC 253.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So, UFC 253, my man, Brandon Raw Dog Royval, he will be the feature fight on the main card of that night. My man, thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, thank you, bro.
One last time, where can people follow you?
Follow me at BRoyval on everything. And just a quick shout out, too. I want to thank EAP Sports, too, because here's another thing that won't be possible is I have a big sponsor that helps me out on a week-to-week basis and helps me out. So I have Ed and Cyrus just help me out, and they hit me up right after my fight, and they're like, do you want help? Do you, like, we believe in you, and, like, that's even more important. It's like, that's another thing that's, like, with this whole entire thing is, like, I have people messaging me and stuff, and, like, I believe you could be champion. I'm like, you do? Like, fuck, man. I don't know, like, you think that? Like, so, I don't know. It's just cool, man, and, like, like I said, it's just always just an utter surprise to me, and, like, I'm just so happy that this is my life now, and, like, I gotta make something of it. I gotta go out there and put a show on Kai Car France, otherwise, you know, just keep this lifestyle up, because... You know what I'm saying? The more you win fights, the better my life has been every time. Every time I've ever won a fight, my life's improved, you know? So I got to keep out there, keep chipping away, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the future flyweight champion of the world, Brandon Thanks, Raw bro. Dog Royval. My name is Jordan Kurtz. I'm with the comments from the Peanut Gallery podcast, as well as the MMA Club powered by DenverSportsBetting.com and Mile High Sports. Check us out. Thank you very much, and see you next time.
Peace out. Thank you, brother.